Trump must stop his attacks on the press. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Donald Trump's daily fusillades against journalists and the news media are vile and reprehensible. Trump never misses a chance to assail the press at news conferences, White House press sprays under the roar of the presidential helicopter, and especially at his campaign rallies. Last week, at a three-day conference of Trump supporters held at his National Doral Golf Resort in Miami, where, incidentally, Trump is angling to host and thus personally profit from next year's G7 meeting, a video was shown depicting Trump storming through a church of fake news, slaughtering parishioners whose heads were replaced with news organization logos or the faces of political opponents. Reports of the violent video sparked outrage, but the time for surprise over Trump's demonization of the press is long past. He's fueling hatred and encouraging violence and needs to be held accountable. According to the U.S. Press Freedom Tracker, journalists have faced over 100 separate incidents of press freedom violations so far this year. From arbitrary arrests while covering protests to denial of access to immigrant jails or important public hearings. Fortunately, there have not been any deaths among U.S.-based journalists this year, but journalists around the world have faced injury and death in the course of their work. Soon after an October 6 phone call between Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Trump made the surprise announcement ordering U.S. troops to withdraw from Kurdish-controlled northern Syria. Shortly after an October 6 phone call between Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Trump made the surprise announcement ordering U.S. troops to withdraw from Kurdish-controlled northern Syria. Shortly thereafter, Turkey invaded. At a news conference Wednesday, Trump boasted that no U.S. soldiers have been harmed, calling the situation nice.
All accounted for, nobody injured, nobody missing. It's really nice.
Yet, among other attacks, a Turkish airstrike on a civilian caravan in northern Syria Sunday killed 15 people, including two Syrian Kurdish journalists, Mohammed Hussein Rasho and Saad Ahmed. Last week marked the first anniversary of the brutal murder of Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, reportedly killed on the orders of the Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman. Khashoggi wrote critically of the Saudi dictator and was lured into the consulate to obtain documents for his forthcoming marriage. There, he was allegedly tortured, suffocated to death, dismembered by a team of a dozen Saudi operatives. The CIA traced the orders to bin Salman. Despite this, Trump still supports the crown prince, even vetoing congressional condemnations of Khashoggi's killing and restrictions on arms sales to Saudi Arabia, which also enables the kingdom's ongoing bombing of Yemen. Journalism, even outside of war zones, is still a dangerous profession. This week marks the second anniversary of the assassination of the independent journalist Daphne Galizia in the Mediterranean island of Malta. She'd been doggedly reporting on corruption at the highest levels of Maltese government. As the Committee to Protect Journalists wrote on the anniversary of her death, October 16th, three men are currently in detention in relation to the killing. However, the perpetrators, including the masterminds, have yet to be brought to justice, they said. A consortium of press organizations has taken a novel approach to ensure that the work of murdered or otherwise silenced colleagues continues. Forbidden Stories is a network of journalists who have committed to pursuing these stories. Even if you succeed in stopping a single messenger, their website promises, dozens will take their place and deliver the message, they say. Forbidden Voices coordinated the Daphne Project, with 45 journalists pursuing Galizia's unfinished stories and investigating her assassination with important ongoing results. Green Blood is Forbidden Stories' project on murdered and censored environmental journalists. With depth and rigor, the must-read reporting honors these journalists, providing a model for how members of the press can stand together in the face of serious threats. Their first reports covered three cases where violence and intimidation have been used to silence a free press: the murder of the Indian journalist Jagendra Singh for his work on organized crime related to India's powerful sand mafias that illegally extract and sell sand; The suppression of reporting on the massive, heavily polluting North Mara gold mine in Tanzania, an indigenous resistance to a nickel mine in Guatemala. There, reporter Carlos Choc has fought criminal charges for over 2 years, stemming from his reporting fleeing to El Salvador at one point to avoid arrest. While the court case drags on, Choc is prevented from reporting. A free press is vital to a democratic society, which is why it is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. President Trump encourages violence against journalists with his constant vitriol. Condemnation of his behavior, of his words, must be vigorous, bipartisan, and unrelenting. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.